Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus.
Jesus, say it.
name, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Come on, fill this arena with this name, Jesus. Jesus. There's just something about your name. Kings and kingdoms will love.
Here's my worship smile. Give it all over to you, Lord.
Here's
heart to you. I present
my
life
to you.
You won't let me down. You won't break my heart. You won't let me fall.
So I give it to you.
You won't let me down. You won't break my heart. You won't let me fall.
So I give it to you.
So you won't let me down.
You won't let me down.
You won't break my heart.
You won't break my heart.
You won't let me fall.
You won't let me
so
fall.
I give it to you.
Hello, welcome to Prolific Fire. I am your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Thank you, everybody, for joining me on tonight. I pray that each of you will be blessed by the word on tonight. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, sit me down and you stand up mightily in me, God. Use me, Lord God. Let this word go forth the way that you gave it to me, Lord God, that it will bless your people, that it may feed your people, that it may strengthen and encourage your people. In the name of Jesus, amen. On tonight, the word of the Lord will be coming forth from Matthew Chapter 2, verses 1 through 16, and I will be reading from the New King James on tonight. That's the foundational text. It's entitled, Wise Men from the East. That's what the Bible says. Matthew 2, starting with verse 1, New King James. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are not the least among the rulers of Judea. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also. When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream, that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. Now, when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Verse 16, "Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry, and he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in all its districts, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men." Reiterating verse 12. "Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way." There is another way. There is another way, which is the title of tonight's message. Verse 7. "Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared." In your own life, think about that unexpected phone call that came, and immediately you could tell something was off with the conversation. That person, like Herod, was trying to determine from you some specific information. They were trying to trick you into telling them what you know. Herod was trying to trick the wise men into leading him to the whereabouts of a young Jesus. The text says, he determined from them what time the star appeared. Verse 8. "And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also.'" But Herod was lying. His real goal was to destroy the child. Fearing illogically that in time Jesus would take over his throne. A lie is so easy for a person to make sound real. That's why it's so important you ask God to give you a discerning spirit. That's why it's so important for you to ask God to give you a discerning spirit. You need to know who is trying to influence you and why. If you let a lie be a lie, guess what? If you let a lie be a lie, that lie will introduce you to that person's evil intentions. Herod wasn't the last to try to destroy Christ and his people. Even in our own day, evil men and women rise up against God's work. But the Bible says in Matthew 16, verse 18, King James Version, Jesus speaking, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Somebody needs to know tonight, the hell you're going through will not prevail against you, because you are the church. Verse 12, divine instructions came to the wise men in the form of a dream, warning them they should not return to Herod. So they departed for their own country another way. Skipping to verse 16. Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry, and he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in all districts from 2 years old and under. Herod upset takes his anger on every male child 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. Beloved, if you go back the way you came, you will no doubt get tangled up in a situation that's not even about you. Beloved, if you go back the way you came, you will no doubt get tangled up in a situation that's not even about you. Had the wise men went back the way they came, had they returned to Herod, they would have been accessory to the crime against Christ. A person charged aiding and abetting, or accessory is usually not present when the crime itself is committed, but he or she has knowledge of the crime before or after the fact and may assist in its commission through advice, actions, or financial support. Be careful with your words, because you don't know what you will be promoting or releasing through your advice. I think that's my favorite point tonight. Be careful with your words, because you do not know what your words will be releasing or promoting through your advice. Again, had the wise men returned to Herod and brought him word, told him, advised him about the whereabouts of a young Jesus, they would have been promoting releasing death. When the enemy can't get to you, he would try to take it out on your child or someone close to you. When the enemy can't get to you, he would try to take it out on your child or someone close to you. One bad connection can destroy all your other connections. When Herod's scheme to locate and kill a young Jesus is derailed, he takes his anger out on every male child in the district 2 years old and under. Who is it in your life that has chosen to take their anger, their frustrations out on you? Who is it in your life that has chosen to take their anger, their frustrations out on you? You know the relationship is not good for you. Like Herod, you know they have a hidden agenda. But still you meet with them secretly. You take their call, as the wise men did with Herod. God is saying tonight, don't you dare go back the way you came. Don't you dare go back and get tricked into doing more and saying more than you know you should. Don't you dare go back the way you came. Don't you dare go back and get tricked into doing more, saying more than you know you should. The wise men became wise and listened to the voice of God in a dream, warning them about Herod. And they did not go back to him, but went to their own country another way. I pray someone will get wise tonight and listen to the voice of God through this prophet. Don't go back the way you came. History does not have to repeat itself. History does not have to repeat itself. You don't have to fall prey to the generational curse that's in your bloodline. You do not have to fall prey to the generational curse that's in your bloodline. Beloved, history can be just that, history, the past over and done with. But love, history can be just over and done with. Woman, young lady, teenage girl, you don't have to get tricked because your mama got tricked by men. Woman, young lady, teenage girl, you don't have to get tricked because your mama got tricked by men. Man, young man, teenage boy, you don't have to associate yourself with thugs, gangs, criminals, just because your daddy hung with the wrong crowd and did time, and people say, you're just like him. May I remind you, the Bible says, do not be so deceived and misled. Evil companionship, communion, association, corrupt and deprive good manners and morals and character. 1 Corinthians 15:33, Amplified Bible. The Contemporary English Version breaks it on down. It says, don't fool yourselves. Bad friends will destroy you. Don't fool yourselves. Bad friends will destroy you. In our society, Herod would have been considered a con artist, a trickster, a criminal. In our society, Herod would have been considered a con artist, a trickster, a criminal. There is another way. Text in Matthew 2, verse 12. New King James, then being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. I wonder if you have been divinely warned, but you shrug the dream off as to mean nothing. I wonder if you have been divinely warned, but you shrug the dream off as to mean nothing. Sometimes it's not the food you ate before bed, but God. If somebody saying, Prophet Stacy, well, how can you tell the difference between the food I ate and God? Glad you asked. When the dream is very specific in detail, is God trying to make you aware of something, warn you of something, pay attention. Notice from the text, the dream the wise men had was very specific in detail. They should not return to Herod. They should not return to Herod. It was that clear. Herod was called out by name, making it clear this was a warning against their association, connection to Herod. They should not return to Herod. There are some roads you don't need to retravel. Do you hear me? There are some roads you don't need to retravel. Some roads you don't need to retravel. I don't care what other people tell you, what they think about it. It's between you and God, what you and God think about it. There are some roads you don't need to retravel. There are certain associations, connections you need to break. There are certain associations, connections you need to break. Matthew 2:9, New King James. When they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star, which they had seen in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. Notice, as soon as they departed from Herod, the star led them straight to Jesus. As soon as they departed from Herod, the star led them straight to Jesus. Some people in your life are literally keeping you from a closer encounter with Jesus. Some people in your life are literally keeping you from a closer encounter with Jesus. I feel like I'm talking to somebody on tonight. Some of you know exactly who the Herod is in your life, as I stated earlier. But for those of you who do not, have you ever asked God to reveal? In tonight's text, the wise men asked the Lord to reveal, and he did. God is no respecter of persons, but he is a respecter of faith. And they had faith enough to ask him. Matthew 2:12 from the Amplified Bible says, And receiving an answer to their asking, they were divinely instructed and warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, so they departed to their own country by another way. Tonight we're going to ask God to reveal, expose Herod in our lives. If there is anyone on the phone that needs prayer for the breaking of generational curses, for the breaking of wrong associations, press 1. If there's anyone on the phone that needs prayer for the breaking of generational curses, for the breaking of wrong associations, press 1. Or perhaps you need prayer for something else I didn't call out, press 1. And I will be glad to pray with you at this time. If you're online or you would like to just get in contact with me later, you can do so by calling or texting 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or email, if you prefer, prolificfire@gmail.com. Prolificfire@gmail.com. Let's pray. We're going to pray this thing on through. In the name of Jesus, God is going to release on tonight. Father God, we bind every demonic spirit that has become active in our lives. We close every door of fear, doubt, low self-esteem through which these spirits of darkness travel. Renew us in our original image, the image of Christ. Teach us to be bold, confident, and secure. We come against all generational curses and wrong associations. No longer will we behave in a manner that is beneath our birthright. We plead the blood of Jesus over our children, close relatives, friends, our minds, bodies, foot, and our environment. We blood block the hand of the enemy, and we break the spirit of Herod. The spirit of Herod includes deceitfulness, lying, manipulation, and assassination. Reveal and help us to remove from our lives those who seek to con, invade, and destroy us. Reveal every Herod's agenda. Reveal every Herod's agenda. Show somebody tonight that there is another way. They don't have to go back the way they came. History does not have to repeat itself. Break every soul tie, every stronghold that hinders. We call forth freedom, release, deliverance. In the name of Jesus, so be it. Amen. Amen. God is going to do it. I hope you feel free on tonight, because chains are breaking in your life, whether you can feel it, see it, or believe it. It is so. Right now, let this song minister to you. This is The Promise, Marvin's Testimony, by Andre Crouch. Rest in peace, Andre.
Forsake you. No matter what you're going through, I have good news for you. I'll be with you always.
Beloved, be sure to visit the ministry's website. You can do so by going to prolificfire.com. That's prolificfire.com. Connect with me on Twitter at prolificfire or like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. And I feel like I need to call out my phone number again. Somebody needs it. It's 865-408-8690. You can call or text anytime, and I will be more than happy to minister to you, thus says the Lord. Opening songs for tonight were Jesus at the Center, Israel Houghton, and Smile by Tasha Cobbs. Next Monday, I'm super excited about next Monday. Prophetess Pay will be ministering a word entitled, The Days of Noah Are Here Again. The Days of Noah Are Here Again. We are living in the days of Noah. Repent, get yourself together. I'm excited about that word because I know the Lord is going to use her. And I pray each of you will tune in next Monday. Same time, same place. I love you all. God bless you. Good night.